So, Mark, I hope you know what's coming up this Sunday.
Of course. I'm not going to miss this one. It is, of course, Mother's Day.
That's right. Your mother thanks you. So, in honor of mothers and mother figures everywhere and of all kinds, let's turn now to a conversation about mom memes.
Mom memes, huh?
Yes, that's right. If you're on the internet these days, it's hard to miss the popularity of moms in memes, in blogs, on Instagram, on TikTok, and in media in general. As our next guest says, moms are the new cats of the internet. Amanda Kerberg teaches media studies at ASU, and I spoke with her more about it, beginning with more about the role of moms in internet history, from mommy bloggers to today.
Moms have had significant contributions to internet history from as early as the 80s and 90s. If you see like the early message boards like Usenet or The Well, moms were already forming parenting groups to share information and advice and just to vent. We move into the 2000s and we get the rise of the mommy bloggers.
Yes.
And those contributions to like blogging and the rise of blogging, I mean, just gigantic. And then we kind of shift. I think there's a little bit of like a cyclical thing. Like the mommy bloggers were so unfiltered and so raw. And then we shift into Instagram influencers, where you're getting much more of like a capitalistic, like filtered view of being a mom. Definitely, you know, more sponsorships, advertising oriented. And I think now we're seeing the shift back to moms getting back to more of the unfiltered kind of blogging style, but in much faster formats. So like TikTok, YouTube, memes.
Lots of memes, lots of moms on YouTube, lots of moms on TikTok.
So many. Yeah. No, even in April 2021, TikTok shared their demographics that 27% of active users were moms.
Wow.
And that's probably only gone up. I mean, during the pandemic, I think in particular, because moms are at home with kids, at home, you know, working, like really needing some sense of community.
Yeah.
I think that's why social media has become even more important to be able to reach out and create some sense of a village, global village raising a child, right?
Right, right. I mean, so this is so different than maybe like our moms were or boomer moms were, like in terms of what they would share publicly, the conversations, you know, what's couth and uncouth and allowed and not allowed for moms to be. But I mean, at the bottom line, it's like allowing moms to be funny, right? Like, and it's not necessarily always making fun of your mom. It's also like moms just being funny, right?
No, absolutely. Yeah. No, I love that so much because it is. It's messy. It's honest. I mean, like, if you think about moms as the cats of the internet of the 2020s, right? Cats became cats of the internet because we love cats. Are cats always in on the joke? Not necessarily, but the joke still comes from a place of love, right? So I think these jokes, these memes, either that moms are participating in or about moms are still, we see them coming from a big place of love.
Yeah.
Like that we love our moms even when they don't know how to use, you know, Bitmojis or or like they need help with the Wi-Fi or whatever. It's just, it's like a happy trend,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. How groundbreaking is it, for, like in pop culture in general, for moms to be allowed to be irreverent, funny, like, you know, eating cannabis edibles on the internet, like doing things that are not what moms are supposed to do,
right? Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think it's huge. I mean, think about like, so I'm a millennial. The moms I grew up with in media, either in Disney movies, they were dead, right?
Always, yeah.
And everything else, they were like the taskmaster or the killjoy. Mm-hmm. So like think of like Sally Field walking in on the birthday party that's too much fun and Mrs. Doubtfire,
right? I love
that
scene. Yeah, like,
or like Marge Simpson groaning disapprovingly. Like we saw dads in media move from being these like really, really like hardcore paternalistic figures to being sort of a figure of fun. But mm-hmm. we've seen moms like take a really long time to kind of get to have fun with the rest of the family. And so I think we moved into a lot of new movies and shows that have shown that. The Bad Moms movies, TV shows like Mom or Smilf, Olivia Colman in The Lost Daughter, that's more on the drama side, but still, like, we're getting to see much more like honest and varied representations of moms and what it is to be a mom. And then on the internet, like, just in even more fun, open ways, we got like Rihanna, you know, showing off her gorgeous pregnant body. Like, so there's so much more openness, I think, right now, particularly on social media, just be like, you know, get involved, share. This has been a tough time for everyone. You know, let's talk about it and have fun with it.
Well, I mean, so mommy bloggers starting this, and then you have movies like Bad Moms, like it's really hit pop culture in a big way. What do you think this leads to next, right? Like there was this trope maybe a decade ago that, like, you know, dads were the last thing you were allowed to make fun of in pop culture. And maybe that's not the case anymore. Yeah. But is it because we're allowed to make fun of ourselves in a way?
Oh, you know, I think that's definitely true. I think a lot of it is generational. And so it'll be interesting to see, like, what happens when Gen Z fully starts becoming parents and we see them. Like, how are they going to share their parenting memes? Like, is that going to be on Snapchat? Is it going to be through some sort of augmented reality we haven't even seen yet? or is Generation Alpha going to be in the metaverse?
Right.
Zuckerberg wishes sharing their mom memes. Like, so I think it's partially that. Like, we're seeing a generation of moms now who in a lot of ways grew up with the internet and are more comfortable with the idea of sharing personal information online and connecting through that. It's like each generation's comfort with media and their use of media in their daily lives, their use of pop culture in their daily lives. So yeah, I think it makes sense that a generation of, you know, millennials and even to a degree Gen X raising kids would want to express that and create meaning through social media.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I have to put you on the spot for the last question here, Amanda. I mean, do you have a favorite mom meme that's out there right now?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to actually throw it back to the one that I quote still all the time. This is like an earlier one that Jimmy Kimmel would have moms or parents in general send in these recordings of stealing and pretending that they ate all of their kids' Halloween candy.
I've seen these. Oh, God.
Yes. And this is when, this has been quoted in my house for like at least, I don't know when this originally happened, but like 10 years, right?
Yeah.
And so these little boys are being told that all their candy's been eaten. And the littlest one just goes, "You sneaky mom."
I went to a lot of houses.
I know. I ate it all. It tasted so good, especially the peanut butter cups.
You sneaky mom!
It is the sweetest thing because he's like delighted. Aww. Like, I mean, like he's sad like that his candy's gone, but he's like so delighted that he can relate to what his mom did. That's what I think about that encompasses these memes, these TikTok videos, these YouTube. Like it's a little bit of a sneaky mom thing.
All right. We will take it out on you, sneaky mom. Amanda Kerberg teaches media studies at ASU, here to talk about mom memes. Amanda, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time. Mama.
I'm always down for some boys to men, Mark.
Those sneaky moms were pretty funny.
I love that.
That was a pretty good one.
I hadn't remembered that until she said it, and that made me really happy to go and find that and get to watch that clip again. Yeah. Everyone go watch the whole thing if you haven't seen that in a couple years.
Absolutely. I was smiling trying to think of my mom on TikTok.
Can you imagine?
I can't.
I got to get my mom on TikTok. Yeah. I'm going to try.
I'm not sure my mom knows what TikTok is.
No, I really
doubt
mine does.
Which is fine. I mean, that's probably for the better.
That's probably for the better. No, it's great. We got to get them back on. All right.
We'll see. Well, Lauren, happy Mother's Day to you coming up on Sunday.
Thank you. Hope you have a wonderful day.
And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there listening right now and online.